The question today is man made in God's image or in Adam's image? Well, we need to go to the Bible and find out just what the Bible says about this. First of all, it's mentioned in the first time it's mentioned. Of course, law first mentioned. It tells us in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 26. And God said, this is on the sixth day of creation. And by the way, there's no evolution here. Man's not any animal. He's made different. He's the height of God's creation. And God said, verse 26 and 27 of Genesis chapter 1, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now that's in chapter 1 on the sixth day where it tells us about that, where he made Adam and Eve in the image of God. We know that in chapter 2 we find how that act was carried out. As he said in verse 7 of chapter 2, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostril the breath of life. And man became a living soul. In other words, that's how he made Adam. And we know then that a little later on, that same day, the sixth day of creation, we find that God said to Adam, it's not good for Adam to be alone, man to be alone. So he said, I'll make a helpmeet for him. And verse 21 said, the Lord God of chapter 2, the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh and stood there. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And of course, he joined them together and they became one flesh. Now, I don't know some things we just cannot know exactly about. What is the image of God? I know that God said, let us. So there's got to be more than one person there at that point in time. As far as the person of the Godhead. In fact, the Bible says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God. And that word God is Elohim, which is plural. It's a plural word, Hebrew word, which means there's more than one involved. Now, two can be plural, but I believe there's three involved. In the Godhead, there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And there's involved in the Godhead. And he said, let us make man. Now, I know you can't take these verses and prove that there's three in the Godhead, but we do know from other verses, because the Bible said in 2 Peter 1:20, that no scripture is of any private interpretation. You can't take one verse alone and prove a doctrine. But we can go to other verses, such as Matthew or John the Baptist baptized Jesus. And when he did, all three of the Godhead were present. Jesus came straightway out of the water. The Spirit of God lit upon him like a dove. And the voice from heaven, God the Father, spoke and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And so therefore, there's three. A Trinity is involved. They're the doctrine of the Trinity. People want to deny that, but we know that's there they are. You cannot deny that from the Bible. And in one sense of the word, the image of God is a triune. Since God's a triune being, and he made man in his own image, I believe God, man is a triune being in that sense. Now, I know that some people do not agree with that, but yet I believe that man is a spirit, he's a soul and a body. We have a proof text of that that tells us in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in the garden, Adam and Eve were made in the image of God. We know that from the Bible. The Bible states very clearly that. Of course, we know that Adam sinned. And God said that he had one law, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The day you eat of that tree, you'll die. And yet we see that Adam lived 930 years. And so some say, well, did he really die? Yes, he died. He died spiritually. In other words, his spirit became a dead corpse, in a sense, up on his live soul. And because he was going to be a living soul. So therefore, he ceased to be in the image of God as far as his God consciousness was concerned. He was separated from God. That's what death is. He was separated from God spiritually that day. Now we find after, even though Adam was saved, and even though he accepted the coats of skin that God shed the innocent animal's blood by, a type of the Lord Jesus dying on the cross of Calvary, and it's a picture of salvation, if you please, but then after he was cast out of the garden, we find this in Genesis chapter 5, verse number 3. It said, "And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth." Now you notice that he begat a son in his own likeness, after his image. So therefore, Adam was made in the image of God. But all of Adam's descendants are made in the image of Adam. I know that we all have fallen natures because Adam had a fallen nature after the fall. God didn't make a man with a fallen nature. Man chose to sin, and the fallen nature came, and that nature is passed on, and we're dead spiritually, separated from God. And therefore, we need the Word of God preached to us, because Hebrews 4:12 said the Word of God's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So he said the Word of God sharp, reaching down to between the soul and the spirit, because the spirit is dead. We're dead spiritually. We have no consciousness toward God till God awakens us. He reaches down inside with His Word between that dead spirit and the live soul and lets us know something is not right. And He begins to work all things together, as Romans 8:28 says, for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And He works a work inside of every heart of godly sorrow, Holy Ghost conviction, to bring a person to the end of himself, that he might be saved. And when he is saved, he, of course, has been quickened. He's been made alive. And he's in Christ. He's a new creature in Christ. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." The word for creature there is the same word for creation. He's a new creation. He needed to be created new. Why? Because Adam passed on death to all men. The Bible says that in Romans chapter 5, verse number 12. "Whereas the one man sinned, entered in the world, and death by sin, so death passed up on all men." We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've got a sin nature, and we're made a spitting image of our forefather. And many times have you ever heard it said about your children? Well, they're a spitting image of their father. They're a spitting image of their mother. You see, not only outwardly, but inwardly, we're spitting images of Adam and Eve because of the fact that they sinned and fell in the garden. And by the way, Eve was deceived. Adam was not deceived in the garden. He knew what he was doing. Now, for the reason, whatever reason it might be, we know not for certain, but he partook of that fruit because he wanted to remain with his wife and provide for her a Savior. They'd have an offspring and provide for her a Savior, that her soul might be saved. Otherwise, he'd be separated from her forever. That's a good possibility of that. You'll just have to study that out for yourself, or maybe ask a question about that some other time. But Eve was deceived. Adam was not deceived, but still he throwed the entire human race into really losing the image of God. Because he lost the image of God, and we're now born in the image of Adam. Man today is born in the image of Adam. But God, in His gracious and goodness, is working in us to restore us back to where we were, if you please, at that point in time. And that's why He said that we are a new creation in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And not only that, after we're saved or justified, He'll still bring us to a total completion, spirit, soul, and body, in the image of God, back in the image of God, in perfection, if you please. Now, that won't be until the resurrection occurs. I understand that, but God's working on us. You've heard the song says, "He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be." Well, that song kind of has something here, and that's why we have the area of sanctification, where God saves us daily from the power of sin, but works in us all that's needed. Sanctification is not living above sin or without sin. It's just His work in us that enables us to have victory daily in our lives after we've been justified. We're still not yet in the image of God until He comes and gives us a glorified body, immortal body, if you please, incorruptible body, and carries us back to heaven to be with Him. In fact, the Bible says in Romans 8:29, "For whom He did foreknow," and this is right after the verse, it said He works all things together for good to them who love God, who are the called according to His purpose. And then He said, "For them He did foreknow, He also did predestinate." And don't worry about that word predestinate. That simply means all who are saved or justified will be made to be, they're predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son. In other words, we're going to be made back in the image of God again one day, completely, spirit, soul, and body. So we know the question is man made in God's image or Adam's image? Adam and Eve were made in the image of God, but every man after Adam and Eve, every descendant of his, including us, we are not in the image of God. We're separated from God. We're dead spiritually. We have no consciousness toward God. We have no understanding. We do not seek God. We do not love God. We do not worship God in that condition until God stirs inside us with that sharpened word, preached word, and lets us know something's not right down deep inside. Now, many times men and women have made early professions at an early age before they even reached the knowledge of accountability by some well-meaning preacher who led them through some prayer and told them they're saved because they called on the name of the Lord, and they called and didn't even understand that no man can call Jesus Lord but by the Holy Ghost. But they tell them those things, and then when God begins to move down inside, and that knife begins, that sword begins to divide between the spirit and the soul, there's an uneasiness inside. It's like being pricked in the heart. It's like being cut in the heart. And they usually want to blame the preacher for the problem and say he's causing the problem. He's causing confusion and want to deny that, even listening to the voice that speaks inside sometimes, which is really the voice of the devil. It says, oh, that's just the devil making you doubt. Oh, no, no, no. That's the Holy Ghost of God that's good to you, to lead you to repentance, to divide between the spirit and the soul, to let you know that something's not right down inside. You're not in the image of God. You need to be a new creation. It takes a completed work of Holy Ghost conviction in the area of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. John 16, 8, 9, 10, and 11 speaks about to bring you to the place that you might have repentance granted and faith produced in you or given to you so you can obey the gospel by repenting and believing unto the Lord. And at that point, you're a new creation in Christ, even though you're not completely restored to like unto Jesus exactly, or like unto God, if you please, then He works on us daily to make us more like His Son, and guaranteed that He will deliver us on heaven's golden portal shore, made conformed in the image of His dear Son. That means we are be back in His image. Today, we're not in His image if you're not saved. You're not in His image. And even if you are saved, you're not completely restored. But He's predestinated you to be so. That has nothing to do with a lost man predestinated to hell, as some people try to teach. That's heresy. That's not the God's Word. That's not truth. But predestination deals with a saved person who God says, I will make him back fully, completely in my image. So man is born in the image of Adam today. Adam was born made in the image of God, but all other men after Adam and Eve were made in the image of Adam, and we need to be saved and completely restored to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, or to the image of God. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.